Well, he is the meanest television critic we have here in Australia, Rudy Vanderstone. You're joining us again, but surely you've potted enough television shows.
Well, there is no end to it, Spider, and good morning to you
morning.
Newbridge, and to everybody listening on 92.5 Gold FM under Goldie.
Oh.
What a place to go. Beautiful sunshine and meter maids slipping coins into slots so that you don't get fined. That's the way it works.
That's a glowing review.
Yes. Hello and welcome to Rudy's TV Review.
Oh, yay, Rudy.
Sometimes reviewing TV can become an onerous task. It makes me feel like a man who's been working in an abattoir for too long. The death gets to you in the end. Here comes Saturday Night Rove had its first show on the aforementioned Saturday night.
Okay.
And boy, what a stinker.
Hang on. Did Rove, the Saturday just gone?
Saturday just gone.
Really?
Just gone, yes.
I didn't even know it was on.
I see what you're doing there. You're being equally cruel.
I'm just being honest, Rudy. You obviously, you know your television.
Here's a sample plate of material Judith Lucy started by saying that the Monty Python-inspired graphics of Rove's head looked like his eye had a ball sack.
I'm not sure what bit of skin that is. And someone said, no, it's just a bag under your eyes, which is great. It's great. Rose's been gone for 10 years, and it has not been kind.
It sort of looks like your eye has a ball sack.
What did you think, Jude?
I said it looks like your eye has a ball sack.
It does, this one up here. That big one, it's like... Really started as a small mole I should have got it looked at.
What followed were jokes about stiffies, masturbating, care of Anthony Kalia, abortion, Judith Lucy again, a lengthy poo joke, and a panel discussion about Dick and Balls pictures. And finally, a joke about toilet paper, which should have been used to wipe this excrement off television once and for all. Over on the 7 Network,
yep.
Mrs. Doubtfire was being replayed for the 300th time. It outrated Rove, as did the Agatha Christie mystery murder on ABC. Mrs. Doubtfire's ratings win proves that people would rather see a man dressed as a woman breaking a restraining order and setting fire to his fake boobs than watching Rove.
I love that movie.
And if... I'm just a Scottish woman. Hello, children. Why has our nanny got testicles? And, of course, if murder mystery is what you want, I have one for you. Who killed Australian television on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah.
It was Rove in the library with a lamp shaped like a penis. Over the last few years, Rove has popped up on the Whovians on ABC, a panel show for nerds obsessed with Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And who can forget Show Me the Movie, again on Channel 10. I'm not saying enough is enough, but really, it makes me want to give Peter Hellyer another TV show.
Oh, stop it.
Warnie, bring Warnie back.
Bring anybody back. Bring Julia Morris and the Bondi vet back.
Hey,
Jesus.
Bring that show with the laundry. That was a good show.
Yeah, bring that, not Lawrence Mooney, what a drunken and a failure. Is he in rehab or is he dead? Nobody knows.
He should be.
Next Saturday night, I'll be doing something more enjoyable than watching Saturday Night Rove, like using a Vipper snipper on my genitals. I hated it. Goodbye.
Thank you, Rudy. He doesn't hold back, does he?
No.
Rudy.